Well, now, what about a creek? Would a creek be in between in size, or would it be smaller than a branch?
Well, it all be just about the same.
About the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some people call one a creek, some call it a branch, and all of that.
What do you call flat, grassy country around the seacoast, where the grass just grows up out of the mud?
Marsh.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Suspenders.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to ham grease? Gravy that doesn't have any thickening in it.
Red gravy.
What do you call the liquid that people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene. Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Piney wood.
Oh, okay. Do those run wild still?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sure. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
I hate myself. Oh, Lord.
Well, can you think of what the old people used to call it?
Ground itch. I've had that.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
And what do people call bad moonshine? Got any names for it?
Blue Goose.
Blue Goose, now that's a new one, I never heard that. Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with?
Doll.
Yeah, but I mean a word that means all the things that children...
Toys.
Now this next part, let's see, if we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday a boy
climbed.
Fine. Now this is going to be a whole bunch of them like this.
Mm-hmm.
If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been
started?
Now, if we're talking about the word doing, so you'd say, has it already been
done?
Yeah. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday they, what the word?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday they
did it.
Okay. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries already been
bought?
And the answer might be, yesterday, what
bought,
the?
Bought groceries.
Fine. If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask, have the apples been, or have the apples already been, talking about the word eating.
Tasted.
Well, now we're talking about eating them. So if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask, have the apples already been
bit.
Mm-mm, the word's eating. So have they already been, let me put it this way. Suppose you had some apples,
mm-hmm.
and you gave them to some children. And you told them to go ahead and eat the apples. And then you came back and you said to them, you didn't see any apples. So you said, oh, have all those apples been
eaten?
Yeah, fine, that's
mm-hmm.
what I was getting at. And they might say, yes, yesterday we put the apples. Yes.
Eat the apples.
Oh, okay, fine. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask, have you already
drunk coffee?
And the answer might be, a few minutes ago,
drank.
Okay. If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, has the stump already been
drilled?
Okay. And the answer might be, yesterday we
moved the stump or drug the stump out.
Okay. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has the horse ever been
broken?
I'm talking about the word riding.
Right, rode.
Okay. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday someone
rode.
Okay. If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask, has the bell been
rung?